Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hey, 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 and welcome back to the ABCs of Home Organization podcast, where we simplify your space one letter at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie, your organizing enthusiast. I don't know why I love saying that so much. And hopefully your guide in helping you create a home that supports the life you've been dreaming about. So today we're going to hop into it is the letter S. S is for sorting dirty clothes into labeled hampers. Separate the wash loads by person for easy putting away, such as Jacob, James, Henry, Isaac loads, or type, clothes, towels, sheets, and cleaning. Sounds super simple, right? But I can tell you that in the majority of my clients and all their homes, there is a breakdown in systems when it comes to clothes, laundry, etc. And I've seen how even just taking control of that one aspect of their life just makes a radical shift in their peace of mind and the way their house functions and runs. And so today we are going to talk mostly about clothes, closets, laundry, etc. So that's going to be the focus and the problem and where the breakdown exists, a little bit on the psychology behind it, and then some strategies for hopefully conquering your clothes, your clutter, and setting up a system for yourselves. So let's delve into this. So the majority of my clients, when I go into their house, whether to organize any area, they generally always have some breakdown in their closets. Most likely clothes are on the ground and most likely they're clean. And this is because they weren't hung up, but also most likely because there's no space. And so I recommend the first step in taking back control of your closet is to reduce the quantity of your clothes. So I want you to touch every single clothing item in your closet and decide if it's meant for you today. And I mean all. Don't avoid or assume that like that winter clothes is good to go and you're going to keep it all, go through it, because there might be a piece that you've overlooked like the last four seasons, or you've replaced it, and so you'll never actually grab that original piece again. So then it's time to let that go to make space for your new favorites. Because if you don't have hanging space, we have to make some hanging space. And as a last resort, you can always buy like a portable hanging rack and or renovate your closet and or move winter into a different closet. But the goal is always to have all of your clothes in one spot so you're not having to go other places. And so that's what we're going to focus on today. So as you go through your closet and you reduce the quantity and get rid of stuff that you don't like, maybe the colors have always just been slightly wrong, maybe they just make you feel uncomfortable when you put it on. If there's any negative emotion associated with a piece of clothing, go ahead and donate it today. You can sell it if it's worth it. You can donate it. You can give it to a friend. You can turn it into a rag, however you want to do with it. But the goal is just to keep that Marie Kondo it, what brings you joy. And if you have a piece of clothing that reminds you of somebody, but it ended badly, or like an ex of some sort, or something that reminds you of someone who maybe has passed away, or a pet or something like that, you don't necessarily have to get rid of those ones because there's something beautiful in grief. And so just put it out of your closet though, put it in a keepsake bin so that it's not taking up hanging space, because this is your prime real estate area. This is this area where you only want to put the clothes that you are going to wear actively. And so even potentially like in Houston, we have winter for like 20 days, if that. Like we have like two very cold fronts, and the rest is maybe sweater weather. And so honestly, if you don't have the space in your closet, you want to move all of those winter jackets somewhere else If you have any thicker sweaters, move it somewhere else, not in your prime real estate of your main closet, if you are limited on space. If you're not limited on space, keep it all in there. But you just have to go through and decide again what you want to keep in your life today. And just a quick overview of how you would sort your closet. I personally love it by like sleeve length and function. And so for Houston, again, we have a very small number of days where we're at cold weather. And so all my long sleeve of anything is on my bottom rack, while my short sleeve and tank tops are on top rack. And they go by function. So it's like all of your workout clothes together, all of your work attire together, all your casual shirts, things like that. And then for me personally, I have it color-coded, Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, with my white being before the red and my browns and blacks being at the end after violet. And it's really how your eyes see it. So like if you're looking at a closet that I Roy G. Biv'd, your eye, clothes would pop out because you're like, that's out of order. That's not in light to dark order. And it's going to mess with your brain. So just do it how you vision it, not how you think it's supposed to be, because it's how your brain sees it. And so don't stress about the colors. If you want to Roy G. Biv it or go lights to darks, casuals to darks, like however you want to do that, it's your choice and how you feel your closet needs to be and how you will remember it. Because creating a system that's not designed for you will not last in your house. And then I love to put pants. Anything on the bottom half of my body goes on the bottom rack. And then anything on the top generally goes on the top, minus those long sleeve items. And that's just because I have more hang on the bottom, right? And then long hang dresses. You can, again, go by color and then also function. So if you have a casual sundress versus a formal cocktail dress, you put those in the sections that they are. If you don't have that many dresses, just go by color. You can go by sleeve length. You can go by dress length. Sort, however, again, it makes sense to your own brain of like, I need a cocktail dress. Where is that sorted into my closet? And then make the system that aligns with that. And then two more tidbits. So I do like to use skinny hangers if you can. They fit more clothes in your closet and not take up as much space. And they have those ones that have like the sticky top parts, which I like. The velvets, hit or miss. A lot of my clients have the velvet ones. And I find that if you don't get the good quality, they will shed a bit. And so you have to deal with that. And then the last thing is create an area of your closet where you put the clothes you've worn once that you're going to wear again. Or you buy something to put over the hanger hook so that it tells you that you've worn it once. And personally, I don't like to mix my once worn clothes with my other clothes because I feel like the dirt is going to transfer. But that's just my own personal preference and quirk. But if you don't care, you can intermingle it back into your regular clothes. But I just like to leave it out so that tells me, okay, I need to wear it one more time before I have to wash it. And so designate a system for that. Because again, a lot of times the clothes on the ground, they're not dirty, but they're also not clean because they've worn them once and they know they want to wear it again, but they leave it on the ground. And then next thing they know, they're like, well, I don't know how dirty this is. And the sniff test doesn't work. And then they wash all of it. And so you're creating more work for yourself by not creating the system that tells you, I've worn this once, I will wear this again. And so just create that small section in your closet that you're going to designate, or get a hook to hang over the top of your door that has maybe room for 5 or 6 garments. And then you can hang it there. You also have the tiered hangers, like for pants, but you can do that and then it hangs down. Or the ones that, okay, I'm gonna have to try to describe this. I don't know if I can. So it's upright and you have two hanger hooks on each side, left and right. And there's typically 5 or 6 slots that you can hang something on it. But then one of the hooks pops off of the hanging bar and it goes down. So now your clothes are cascading down. Did I paint that picture well? And so you fit the 5 items of clothing and essentially the room of 1 or 2 pieces of clothing. And so that's also an option, which you can hang on the back of a door and or even in the closet to show, to save space. So laundry is one of those things that is the most overwhelming task in a house because it feels like it's never ending. It's like you do a load of laundry and then suddenly you have a mountain again of clothes and or towels or sheets. And you need to wash another load of clothes and you're just like, I just finished. Like, why? And so it is one of the few tasks in the house, not the few, all of the tasks you have to stay on top of, or it gets overwhelming, but this gets overwhelming more quickly. This and dishes, I think, are the two most overwhelming tasks in an entire house. And so what I've realized though, is that it's not really the washing part that stresses people out. It's the putting things away, right? Like occasionally, yes, people forget to transfer over the clothes, but it's hanging them, folding them, taking them from the actual dryer to your place of where it's going to live. And so a quick tip just popped into my head. If you have the ability, if you're moving into a house or you're renovating or you're creating a new house, put your washer and dryer on the level of where the clothes live. So if you live, all your bedrooms are on the second floor, or you have four people live on the second floor and two people on the first floor, go ahead and put a washer and dryer up there so that you're having to tote it less distance. And it's really, I don't know why, but mentally it's just easier. And you're like, here, grab your clothes, here, do this. And so I have a few clients that installed a washer and dryer off of their master bedroom, and it's been a game changer in their ability to actually complete more laundry. So consider that if it's a possibility. And so a little bit of the psychology behind laundry is it takes up so much space. Like when you have laundry cluttered about on the floor, whether clean or dirty, you're creating that chaos in your brain. Even if you're ignoring it or you're stepping over it, I've had so many closets I've walked in and you literally can't walk anywhere without stepping on clothes. It's the expected norm. But that is creating chaos in your brain. It's creating stressors. It's creating, even though you're like, don't actively see it, you subconsciously see it. And so, number one task that we can do with this is to just have enough hampers to equal the amount of dirty clothes that are created before you're able to wash a load of clothes. So if you have enough clothes to last you 2 weeks and you don't have to do laundry until then, consider if that is good for you. I assume that would be a huge mountain of clothes, multiple loads of laundry, with at least two, if not three or four. Is it worth your time to do it all in one day? Or do you want to break it up and do it every 3 days? And so figure out for yourself exactly how big of a load you're going to be doing before you do a load of laundry. And then buy the laundry basket to match the size of the load. There's some laundry baskets that literally will only fit one load of laundry, and there's others that fit two, three, and sometimes four. And so maybe not four. That's a really big basket. But equal that. So then that tells your brain when the laundry basket starts overflowing, you have to do a load of laundry. And that's how I do it personally, is I have a bag that I put my laundry into inside of a basket. And when that's full, it tells me I have to do a load of laundry. And or when I start getting low on certain clothes. Because I personally, I'm not gonna assume about you, but gravitate towards the same clothes. Like we have our favorites that we just love and make us feel good about ourselves. We're comfortable. It's our color, if anyone does color analysis, and we gravitate towards those. And so it's like, oh, I feel like I want to wear that. Okay, time to do a load of laundry. You go and look, and suddenly the bag is actually full and it's time to do it. And so what we want to do with these hampers is we want to label them with an actual label so that we know, especially if we live with other people, so that everyone in the household knows what goes into each hamper. And so I recommend possible two ways, and there's probably a million different ways, but if you have multiple people in a house, and everyone's going through clothes at the same rate, and you're doing a load of laundry or loads of laundry, sorry, X times a week. The easiest way is just to do one load of laundry per person for clothes. And so if I use my nephews in here, Jacob, James, Henry, and Isaac, and so each hamper would be labeled with their names. You throw it in, you wash the load, they move it over, you move it over to the dryer, and then when it's dry, you put it in a clean bin. Oh, I do not mix dirty clothes with clean clothes. To me, like, I mean, I'm sweating in my clothes. I'm dusty. I'm dirty. I've seen roaches every day. And I don't want to put my clean clothes in a bin that has held my dirty clothes. And so consider that too, is that you might need like a neutral clean bin that dirty clothes never touch. If that, again, that is a thing for you. Apparently, I have a cleanliness thing, which is hilarious for how much dirt I see on my job and it gets on me. Maybe that's why I have a thing. So like Jacob's hamper, all of his clothes would go in and then you put it in the clean hamper. He takes it up to his room and then he's responsible for putting the clothes where they have to go. And multiple methods, you can do it where all the shirts just get tossed in a bin. You don't even have to fold it. Like if your kids don't care about wrinkles, and you don't care about wrinkles, just toss it in a bin. 50-50, depending on the clothes type, it might not wrinkle. Same with socks. You don't have to fold socks. Buy one type of sock for each child and or they could be the same. But each child gets the identical pair of socks. You don't even have to match them. You just reach into the bin, you grab the two pair or drawer, you grab the two socks, and then you wear it. And you don't have to match. Huge game changer in the scheme of life. And allowing your kids to help you and or assigning this chore to them will teach them responsibility. And honestly, it's going to make putting clothes away easier for you. Even if you have to assist them before they get used to it or help them with the system, having their person there helping you with it will eventually lead to them doing it on their own. But it also halves your work, or at least takes off 10 to 20% of your work, which is what we need. And then the second type is just if you live alone or you want to batch by fabric or use, just go with sorting by category. So main one obviously is clothes. And people, I feel like anytime I mention this to people recently, they're like, we don't separate lights and darks. We just throw everything together. And I think that's just an efficiency thing that we've taken to as a society. But let me know if I'm wrong. Let me know if you still separate lights and darks and how that goes for you. But you're going to do clothes category. You possibly have a towels category, sheets, cleaning rags, etc. And then just, again, buy the bin that fits the size of the item. And then once it's full, you then do a load of laundry. Another method is if you want, you assign a day to either A, each person, and or each type. So every Monday is towels day. Just accept the fact that you're probably doing laundry every day if you're in a household with a lot of people. And so Monday's towels. If you want your towel washed, you need to bring it downstairs and put it in the washer before you leave for work and or school. That becomes the norm. Or Wednesdays are sheets day. And then Jacob is doing it Tuesday. Henry and James have it Friday. Parents have it Saturday, whatever. And so you could pick a laundry schedule and try to adhere to it like that, knowing that sometimes it's going to get off schedule, whatnot. And that also keeps you accountable so that you know that towels are being washed once a week, sheets are being washed once a week, however often you want to wash clothes. And then see how that works for you for a month. And then you could also just tell yourself one load a day, like I mentioned, and nothing more, nothing less. And so you put the clothes in before you run out the door, switch them over when you get back, possibly after work, after being gone all day. And then when they're dry after dinner, you then have the family help you fold and or put them away. But if you tell yourself, like, I'm just going to do one load a day, it just becomes a norm. It's like brushing your teeth or drinking a glass of water. It's just something that you're doing. And if you separate it into before work, after work, end of the day type thing, then it's not constant. And I feel like when you try to do those four loads of laundry that have built up in one day, it just seems like all you're doing is laundry. And when you separate it into one load a day, it doesn't seem as overwhelming, at least to me. And again, you know yourself so much better. And so if you are fine with doing four loads of laundry in a day, as opposed to one load a day or a half load a day or every other day, figure that out for yourself. And then I know most laundry machines, washers and dryers, have alarms on them, but I have to tell you, I don't hear that alarm. I'll be honest with you. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to move my clothes over. Or, oh no, they've been sitting in there for hours. And so do use your phone alarms or your house Alexa, like whatever you have, to set an alarm that tells you move clothes to dryer or fold clothes, put away before dinner, like however you need to be reminded. And this is going to prevent the laundry from sitting in your washer where you have to wash it again because it smells mildewy and or getting wrinkled if it's in nicer clothes and it's in your dryer. I've seen some absolutely beautiful laundry rooms where they have the counter space and there's like a fold section and there's room enough to put bins for each person in the house. And they have like the folding t-shirt thing, which I do recommend for kids so that they can fold t-shirts, and they love to do it. Surprisingly, it's so fun for them. But you know, it's like a, and you can make it from a cardboard box, but Google it, t-shirt folding cardboard template, and you can make it at home. But they just go doot, 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 and then it's perfectly folded. They're all the exact same size. They'll fit in your drawer, and you can make it to fit actually in the drawer that you have at your house. And that would be awesome for the kids to help. And then definitely have a mini trash can by your dryer just for those dryer sheets or lint and the odds and ends of trash that seems to come out of all of our pockets. And that way it doesn't just get strewn about the laundry room, adding to the chaos. And then for anyone running their own household, give kids, roommates, spouses, people the responsibility of helping you with the clothes. And so once it's in their bin, they're responsible for taking it and putting it away. So leave it by the laundry room and or figure out a designated spot, even if that's the stairs, hallway, etc. But don't necessarily take it into the room, because that's another step you have to do. So give them the responsibility to do it and just see how it goes. And if you have the room in your laundry room, you can fold as you go. And so have a bar hung up above. And as you pull the clothes out, you will hang as you go and or fold on top of the counter, washer, dryer, and make your piles. And that's going to be quicker potentially than putting it in a basket and possibly procrastinating and not getting to it because it's distracted and out of your mind. And then some possible motivation is, I love the buddy system. So like call a friend and you guys are both folding laundry while you're chatting with each other on speakerphone. And that will make time pass faster. You can create like a playlist. So 15 to 20 minutes of upbeat music or a podcast that you love to listen to. And or you could fold and watch. So you only allow to watch a favorite TV show while folding laundry. You can't watch it any other time. So you're stacking that habit of watching the show with laundry. And that will actually make you, not necessarily, possibly, maybe, look forward to doing laundry. But again, it does take away like the hassle and the annoyance and the ugh again, because you're able to watch an awesome show that you're enjoying. Okay, I feel like I spoke and yabbered and I was all over the place today. So apologies if it was not forward flowing, but I feel like I always yabber and go off on tangents. But that is all about sorting dirty clothes and also a little bit of how to sort your closet clothes when they're clean and hung up. And best of luck. Try this for, I don't know, the next 7 days or a month. Oh, that was the last thing I was going to say. If you don't want to do laundry, there are so many services where someone will come pick up the laundry from your house, take it to their own house, wash it, and return it to you within 24 hours. And some even have a van that they do it like out in front of your house. And so you can consider that. You also have the option to utilize a wash and fold. And these guys we use for a lot of our clients who are just so backed up on clothes that they can't catch up, and we'll drop it off. It takes a little bit longer, like 2 or 3 days, and they charge you per pound. But I do recommend an initial investment just to get the clothes clean, get you caught up, get everything folded, and then you can do it yourself once you've caught up. So just keep that in mind. Or maybe even like once a month, you send off like all the bigger items, or you send off, you know, a load of laundry. Just keep it in mind in the back of your head that you can outsource laundry if it is something that you truly don't have time for, don't like to do, no one's helping you, there's so much of it, whatever the reason, think of allowing someone else to help you with that. Okay, wow, that was a lot. So thank you so much for listening today. Remember that getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space and systems that empower you to make your life easier. So to recap today's episode, I highly recommend that you declutter your closet first, get rid of anything that you are not using, and then create a laundry system so that you can stay on top of the dirty clothes, towels, etc., and utilize everyone in your house so that everyone is on the same page. As you go through this process and you're trying to figure out exactly the life you want, just be kind to yourself. And if you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave me a review. Also, join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community. Post your pictures, ask questions, tell me how your journey is going. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.